This is a one-word Bible study. It's easy to remember. Some people in this room claim to be one. Well, if you're going to claim it, I believe you ought to know what you're claiming. Amen? How many people think that's right? If you're going to walk around and label yourself, you sure ought to know what you're labeling yourself. Right? Now, a lot of you may have been members of different gangs or different groups of people. I mean, and you may have labeled yourself along with that group of people. Didn't you know what it meant when you did it? Perhaps. Perhaps. But it seems like everybody that goes to church calls themselves a Christian, and I'm here to tell you today, that's a lie. Just because you go to church does not make you a Christian. It means that perhaps you have a habit of going to church. It means perhaps you like the social setting of that body of people, but a Christian is a much deeper word than that. All right? And that's why I want to talk about it today. I was sitting there up in Heathen Land yesterday. What was Heathen Land? Magic Mountain? All right? That's Heathen Land. That's where they go to have riots as children. And you're always running into a lot of youths up there. Oh, some people call them youth. I really think it's almost a separate breed of people. They grow in and out of it, you know, but they have a bunch of youth that come there for really the sole purpose of stirring things up. Amen? And I'm an easily stirred kind of guy, so I went up there, and almost every time I go up there, I have some amount of dilemmas, right? And I was thinking to myself, as I was imagining wrong things, am I a Christian? Because I have to ask myself those questions. Because there are standards for a Christian that we need to follow. Amen? If you're going to claim to be something, shouldn't you act like what you claim to be? What a novel concept. Right? So today I want to start with the Word and where it came from. Now, when Jesus was on earth, we'll start with Jesus' days, right? He had followers, right? Now, these were also called disciples, right? Are you hearing me? But in fact, the word Christian was not used. Christian was a word that came along after his death and resurrection. Amen? But he had people that followed him, but not all were considered followers. All right? Now, let me get close to you on this. See, a follower is one that follows Jesus. Right? Jesus is a man. He is the boss. Are you hearing me? And that's what you've got to understand. Not everybody that goes to church follows Jesus or his principles, although they go to church. Are you getting this? And a disciple is more than just a follower, you understand. A disciple, in fact, is one that does the bidding of Jesus and submits his whole life to him. Right? So there's different degrees of followers is really what I'm trying to say right here. Okay? Now I'm getting there. Now, in the book of Acts, it talks about the followers of Jesus, that they were the followers of that man. And sometimes they called him disciples, because the disciples was indeed a method of teaching in the day. If you were in the church, you know, you had certain people that were discipled by you. Today we use a big word that is of the world, it's called mentorship. All right? Well, I never read that in the Bible yet, but in the worldly way, in the world, and in the words of the world, mentorship is similar to a discipleship, but indeed is not the same. All right? Because disciples of Christ, disciples are submitted to God first and his leader second, right? Whose leader is God? Right? All right. But mentors are submitted to a person or company for personal gain. Right? Do you see the difference? And there's a difference between discipleship and mentorship. And discipleship means you submit to God, and then you submit to the man that God puts over you, right? To teach you the way, right? Mentorship is in the world where you submit to a person or a company or business, whatever you want to say, for personal gain. And there is a big difference between mentorship and discipleship. Now, mentorship has become popular in the church, but we've got to maintain our definition of the difference between the world and the things of God. Okay? We cannot mix the world and God. There is a big difference. If you are into serving God for personal gain, then you're way screwed up. Amen? Because that's not what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be serving God because you were bought with a price. The shed blood of Jesus, right? And you're supposed to submit to God. And when you submit to God, then you get into discipleship and people disciple you in the things of God for the will of God, not for personal gain. All right? Are you following me so far? And the reason why I'm saying these things is to get to the next step that I need to go to. What is a Christian? Okay, if you go back into when Jesus died, they were first called followers, right? Or disciples of Jesus, okay? But I'm here to tell you today that not everybody that followed Jesus was a disciple. There are always people, even in the church body today, that they follow Him for a purpose and it is their own, right? Maybe because they like the emotional thing. The El Shaddai falling on the ground thing. Amen. Maybe they're not into drugs, or maybe they're not into booze, or maybe they're not into those things, but indeed, they're the bless me people. You see, a lot of the people that followed Jesus were following Jesus because He was a new thing. Amen. And they wanted some of that newness, that entertainment even, if you will, of Him in that day. But that did not make them disciples, nor did it truly make them even believers. It just means it was something new, and they followed Him. Alright? Now, what I want to talk about today is the difference between a follower who believes and a person that follows and may believe. Okay? Alright. A follower of Jesus that believes does the will of the Father. Are you getting it? A follower who is a part of a church is not necessarily one that does the will of Dad, but he is a bless me person. Self-centered. Are you following me? I'm trying to break this down and then I'm going to get to my subject matter. Okay? So in your church body today, there are new believers that are not yet grounded, but they're working on it. Amen? Then you have people that may have been in your church forever that never have really done anything, but they go to church because their mama and their dada brought them there when they were kids, and they're still there. And then you have believers in the church today that do the work that their father assigns them because they believe fully in God. It's not a social thing. It is a personal thing. Alright? It's quiet in here. Where is he going? They're wondering. Where is he going? What I'm trying to get you to do is see this point. Okay? Now a Christian is one that is a follower doer. Okay? And your main congregation in America today is bless me followers. Now, you know, not to be rude, but what do you think is a bigger group today? Are you understanding? Now my question to you is, what is a Christian? Now I'm there. Amen? I finally got there. I'm trying to break something down to you. Alright? What is a Christian? A Christian is a follower, believer in Jesus, submitted to Him with their life, and does the works of the Father. Right? Not perfectly, not all the time because we all make mistakes, although their heart is for the things of God. For 2 years that I remember when I first got saved, I would allow nobody to call me a Christian. Man, it's staying quiet in here. That's good. I want you to listen to this. Do you know why? Because I didn't want to be like the rest of the hypocrites. Do you understand me? I didn't want to say one thing and do another. I had a dynamic road to Damascus experience with Jesus Christ, and I did not want to be compared with the average church member that I'd met. Amen? You know what I told people? Is I was not a Christian. Absolutely not. Because if I said I was a Christian, most people that knew Christians no longer wanted to hear me. Amen? But if I told them, oh no, I'm a child of the King, then that perked their interest and they go, well, what does that mean? And then that would be my lead in to a witnessing technique. Amen? Unfortunately, the truth is that the majority of people that follow Christ today are what I call bless me followers. And though I cannot see whether they are saved or not, they are also the reason why a lot of people don't want to be Christians. Because they're all about themselves. Amen? But let me give you the biggest definition of a Christian that there is. A Christian is a servant to the people. Are you getting that? A Christian lives his life for other people. A Christian devotes his life to other people and the winning of souls and the teaching of the new Christians so they might walk in power. It's still really quiet in here. Let me tell you something, okay? Christian is truly people that have given their life to God and are always about trying to win the lost and to teach us the truth about God by sharing the love of Jesus with others. How many people do you know in your church that share the love of Jesus with even their neighbors? Are you hearing me today? Now I said all these things not to bring animosity towards me, although I can accept that, but to go on to my next subject that I'm going to go into tomorrow, which is going to be the tabernacle. Alright? You see, the tabernacle is a path shown in the Old Testament that is the truth of Jesus' life on earth when He came. Amen? Now, you see, I told you before, I don't know who's saved. Right? I don't have a clue who's saved. I mean, I'm a fruit inspector. I'm not a judge. Right? I'm not going to send you to hell or anything, but I watch your fruit to see if indeed you might have the fruit of the Spirit in your life. If you're always running around, throwing fits, cussing, running, you know, just in general, turning off people, then you may be a baby Christian, or else you may not be a Christian at all. But at any rate, you are carnal. Carnal just means worldly. Right? But if you are a Christian, then, and you're a baby Christian, then your life slowly is changing. Okay? So, I mean, there is some point when a person gets saved that you kind of stand back and you wonder, well, did they really get saved or did they go through an emotional thing? Right? Because a lot of people say that the sinner's prayer, but nothing happens in their life. They had an emotional experience, perhaps, but it says that you must believe that He is the Son of God. Amen? And if you don't believe that, if you're just saying it, you ain't a Christian yet. Right? Because the only way that that word can be revealed to you is through God's Holy Spirit. That's the only way you can have that knowledge, which means you've made contact with God, which means that then when you say it, it's true. Because you can read the Bible forever and never ever believe anything in there, but you read it and you know what it says. But when you start to believe in God, then your life changes, and God has been revealed to you through His Holy Spirit. Okay? Now let me just tell you this, this here, I wish I could erase this board. I can't. Alright, I'm gonna buy a new one someday. But there are 3 degrees, there are 3 parts to the tabernacle that I'm gonna talk about tomorrow. And I'm just throwing out a tidbit, because I'm teasing you guys to get you all peaked on what I'm gonna talk about tomorrow. There are 3 parts to the tabernacle, right? There's the outer courtyard. Right? How many people have ever done a study on it? It's a wonderful study. It's kind of deep, but not bad. Now the outer courtyard to me represents your average church member. Amen? How many people can relate to that that know anything about the tabernacle? I mean, most people, they're inside the doors, but they ain't going no further. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's degrees in growth that we all got to go through, but you don't go from level to level to level until you have the desire to go from level to level to level. As long as you're about self-fulfillment, you're going to get into the outer courtyard, and you ain't going no further. Because in order to go further, you must make Jesus Lord in your life. And if you won't make Jesus Lord in your life, then you'll always just be a member of the congregation. Right? And what's the next thing? It is actually the inner part of the tabernacle where they do the prayer and sanctification, right? Before they go into the Holy of Holies. Alright? Not everybody is gonna get that close to God in this world we serve today unless they are willing to go through a process of what we call sanctification. Amen? And that's why most people won't do it, because everybody likes their sin. They like those things in their life. They like smoking. They like drinking. They like being like everybody else in the world. They want to be accepted by the people of the world. They do not want to or have the desire to go forward and be a true man or woman of God. Okay? So we go from the outer courtyard to what I call the place of preparation. Okay? And I will go into it in depth tomorrow. And I'll learn how to spell, hopefully, too. And maybe by then they can have my board erased. I'm going to get me another one. Amelia, you'll find me one today. I want 2 of them. So I can go back and forth. I'm going to start going into some depth here. Alright? So I'm going to call this place an inner place of preparation. All right, what it is you go from the outer courtyard inside the tabernacle itself. Okay, the tabernacle has an outer courtyard all the way around it. Okay? So that's where the next step you go is you decide, okay, Lord, use me. Amen? Then God puts you into a place that He prepares you to be used. Right? And in the tabernacle, there was a place where the priests, which were one step above the people, could go to. But only the high priest could go into the next place, which was the Holy of Holies. Alright? How many people want to do a work for God? Am I getting your interest yet? Are you starting to see that, you know what, there's a lot to this God thing that we got to learn. There's a lot that we got to commit to. You gotta get this inside of your heart that there is so much that God wants to give you and it's available to you. Right? But you ain't gonna get there just by being an average church member. You ain't gonna get there by acting like everybody else. You are not gonna get there with a mediocre dedication to the Lord. Amen? But the next place that only the high priest used to get to go to was the Holy of Holies. And that's where the Ark of the Covenant was, right? And that's where Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God resided. How many people want to be in the presence of the Lord? To live and walk in the presence of God. It's available. Amen? It's available. That's the glory of Jesus Christ coming and laying his life down on a cross for you and bring him resurrection power. You see, I'm not going to have a long Bible study today because I want to tease you. Amen. I want you to really question, what do you want to do with your life? Are you hearing me today? Now, I just sat there and I said a lot of things that will irritate and even make some people mad. I started out this Bible study asking you, what is a Christian? Let me tell you now what a Christian is. A true Christian is one that lives a sacrificial life for Christ. What does that mean? He lays down his life and is now in Christ, and he does the works that Christ would have him to do. Are you getting me? That's why when most people say they're a Christian, to this day, I don't really want to be in that group. That's why I took and named this ministry the Bad Organization. All right? Why? Well, Dominic, that doesn't make no sense. Because I want to get as far away from religion as I can in outer appearance. I want people that are true followers of Christ. I want to help people to see the difference between just being in the outer courtyard and being in the Holy of Holies. I want to show people how to be sanctified through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. Dominic is immaterial, but through the Word of God. So that they might reside in the power and presence of Christ with their life. Are you hearing me? So what I'm telling you today is that a Christian is not just a follower of Christ, but he is Christ-like. Do you get that? Which means when you look and you listen to him, he is bold at times. But he is always about bringing people to God, bringing people to the Lord through Holy Spirit power. Amen? Through the knowledge and the Word of God, raising people up to where they can also go and do the same thing. Amen? Christ came into this world to save those that were lost. Amen? And to teach the people the truth. For the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Right? The average church today has a starving flock inside their church. They don't get the Word of God. They get a lot of glory. Hallelujah. Amen? A lot of worship. The PA systems are great. All the rest of that. But they are much neglecting the Word of God. So that their tea people might grow up and know the truth. Are you hearing me? Christ came to save the lost and to educate them on the truth of Him through His Word so that they might walk out in power and go find others, witness to those that are lost, teach them the truth. God developed the biggest, greatest pyramid system that ever was. And if it was working right, the whole world would be saved today. The thing, the missing ingredient is the teaching of the Word of God in the general population. Amen? So right now, I want you to think about this. I want you to think, are you a Christian, number one? This is a thought. Are you? Now remember, there's different stages. If you just got saved and you're working on things, then recognize that's a whole other Bible study called Stages of a Christian's Growth. Amen? But if you say you are saved, what parts of Christ are reflected in your life? Amen? Are you a Christian? Are you a follower that is just a bless me follower? Or are you a follower that is learning to submit your life unto God so that you can walk in His power? You know, and listen, I am not bringing accusation in this room. But I am doing everything within my power to pique your curiosity and your hunger that you might want to know more. Amen? Because if you don't want to know, you ain't going to learn. If you're bored by what I already said, don't come tomorrow. Amen? Because what I'm going to give you tomorrow is me. Do you understand? It's going to be a full course meal. Alright? It's not going to be today. I got another one for this afternoon. But tomorrow morning, I'm going to bring you something that if you will listen, will change your life. Are you hearing me? Christ-like means that you are a Christian. What do people see in you? Well, I know if you look at my outward appearance, you see maybe a little bit of hair and a little bit of pudginess. That's an outward thing. Amen? But if you look inside and you listen to me, anybody that knows me hears the word of God coming out of my lips all the time. All right? What does that mean? I am striving, although not arrived, to be a true Christian. Amen? To be Christ-like. It is a goal. Is your goal to be the way you are, or is your goal to become Christ-like? Do you understand? You see, being a Christian is an active thing, not an inactive, I forgot what it meant thing. Amen? If you're going to use the name Christian, then that means that you're holding up God's standards, not yours, no more. Do you get it? That means that now, before you put your foot down with your lips or anything else, you look to see who you're going to hurt. Right? That you are careful in the things that you do so that people will not be hurt by you, but see Christ in you so that they might find the truth. It's still quiet in this room. Do you know why? Because it gives everybody something to think about. Including myself. Listen to me. The Word of God is a double-edged sword. So even the person speaking it can be cut by it. You understand? A lot of times when I give a Bible study, don't you think that I know I'm not perfect? Because if you think that I believe I am, then you're out of your stinking tree. Amen? But I'm telling you that you must have goals in your life. Right? You must be striving for things in your life if you are going to reach that place where you are worthy to enter into God's presence for a lifetime basis. Now listen to me. It is imperative that you make a decision about your life today. I said imperative. Today is the day that you have. Tomorrow is not promised. What are you going to do with your tomorrow is going to depend on what you make a decision to do with your today. Right? Now tomorrow, I'm going to complete this. And this will be my lead into a series. Okay? How many people know that in order to grow, we must be challenged? Amen? Now, I've been working out lately and I'm challenged. Amen? But I'm noticing that, I'm able to lift more weight than I have. It's an iron pile. And as I work on it more, I can do more. I'm still fat. But underneath it somewhere, I'm starting to get some semblance of form. All right? And a lot of us are flesh fat men. Amen? Which means that we are worldly and about the things of the world, and those are the things that rule our lives. In order to go far in Christ, you must exercise the Christian part of your life more than the worldly part of your life. Amen? No more Sally Jesse Raphael. No more R-rated movies. Certainly not X. Amen? No more worldly relationships. No more dating. But total commitment unto God will get you into the Holy of Holies. All right? Okay, I'm done for today. I'm done. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you give me this opportunity to break down some truth in their lives, God. God, let them know and encourage them, God, that these things that I will speak about are for them. But God, like all things, no pain, no gain is a real statement. And Lord, let it be today that we make a decision to put you first Because if we would dare, great things will come. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen. DreamCenter.net. We pray that you have been richly blessed by God through this message.